Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the start of the recording for the book called The Guide by Sidi Sheikh Muhammad Said al-Jumar Rifai. The Guide of the Path to God Through the Religion of Islam in the Sufi Way. Teaching stories and descriptions of the life of Sheikh Muhammad Said al-Jumar Rifai, teacher in the Al-Aqsa Mosque, head of the Sufi highest council in Jerusalem and the Holy Land. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Merciful and the Compassionate, this book is dedicated to the guide who knows the truth and reveals the way of the truth, to the one who loves us more than we love ourselves, and to all of his beloveds who have answered the call of their Lord to make the journey to return to him and actualize his unity. It's printed in 2014, Sidi Muhammad Press. This book is comprised of, it's kind of in three sections. There's the first part, which has maybe, I don't know, 12, 14 chapters. And then there's stories that are very short. There's probably about 25 stories. And then there's more conversations with Sidi Muhammad, and it takes up the rest of the book. It's about 216, 215 pages long. We're going to be doing these recordings in a little bit longer than we did the other book, and so these recordings might be within a half hour, within an hour. They won't be longer than an hour, inshallah. And we'll be beginning with the Fatiha invocation, and then we'll start on page 7 if you have the book. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Rahmanir rahim. Malik yawmiddin, iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in, ihdina siratal mustaqim, siratal ladhina an'amta 'alayhim ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim waladdallin. Amin. La ilaha La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ibrahim Rasulullah. Musa Rasulullah. Isa Rasulullah, Alayhim Salatullah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, beginning on page 7 of the book called The Guide. Chapter is entitled The Guide of the Path to God Through the Religion of Islam in the Sufi Way. I guess it's more of a, yeah, it's prefix, I guess like a prelude, preface. In the name of Allah, the Merciful, the Compassionate, with prayers, praise, and gratitude to our beloved Master, the Prophet Muhammad, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him and upon his family, and upon all the chosen ones who have followed this holy line. I ask Allah's help in every matter, and that he may, in his bounty, use me to serve only him, to keep my heart and my mind praising, thanking only him, following his order in everything. From this it follows that Allah, praised and exalted as he wishes to make known, as he indicates, the order and nature of his slave and messenger, who is known as the guide, Al-Hadi, who shows the way to Allah through the religion of Islam in the Sufi way. And this is called the introduction Teachings, Stories, and Descriptions of the Life of Sheikh Muhammad al-Jamal. No, my beloved, and may Allah open your heart, that when anyone is led to search deeply for the truth and to want to understand the meaning of his existence and of Allah's creation, then he, praised and exalted is he, sends his hand to help that one find the door through which he can enter to the presence of the source of knowledge, through which he can pass from the life of the outside material world to the world inside himself. When Allah, praised and exalted as he created all the souls in the world of pre-eternity, Al-Azal, and asked them, "Am I not your Lord?" Some of them said, "Yes," but others didn't answer. Then, from the beginning, if we can say that there was a beginning, Allah reminds those souls who said yes of their promise to him in the first world, Al-Azal. And in every age since the creation of Adam, he has made them to be of those who seek his face and find his truth. Adam, our first father in this material body and the first example of the human being, Al-Insan, and the first of the messengers in this world, was the first to experience the life of the humanity and at the same time to represent Allah, Al-Khalifa, and to guide those human beings who were his offspring. From Adam until today, Allah has sent his hand, his help, his prophets, and his messengers for all his people to be the mercy for every created being and creature, thing, or substance in their time, and to give everything what it needs and what Allah moves it to ask for, and to lead to his truth those who long to find their Lord. Allah mentions 25 messengers in the Quran, beginning with Adam, through Ibrahim and Musa and Isa, and ending with Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon them all. Each of them carried the message that Allah wished to give from his religion to the people of their time. And this message was completed or sealed with the life of Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. Muhammad is referred to as the seal of the prophets, Khatim al-Anbiya. And after him there are no prophets. But it is from the love and mercy of Allah, praised and exalted is he, that the light of the religion, which was brought into the world prophet after prophet and completed with Muhammad, remains in this world through the existence and lives of an unbroken chain of inheritors, al-Waratha, known as guides. One of them who possessed knowledge, Abu Bakr al-Kalabadi, he died in 995 AD, said in his book, The Doctrine of the Sufis, Kitab al-Tararuf li-Madhab al-Tasawuf. He said, quote, "By his marks and signs, Allah guides his creation to his unity and makes himself known to his saints through his names as he brings their secret parts near to them and inclines their hearts towards him. With his kindness he comes near them, and in his loving kindness he draws them to him. having cleaned their inner parts from the impurities of the soul and exalted their faculties above associating with things that perish. He chose messengers from among them and elected those whom he desired to be his prophets and the recipients of his revelation. He sent books down to them containing his commands and prohibitions, giving promises to those who obey and warnings to those who disobey. He declared their superiority over mankind and raised their ranks above others. He sealed them with Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, ordering faith and ordering surrender, for his religion is the best of religions and his community the best of communities. His law cannot be abolished, and there's no community after his community. Among them, Allah placed men chosen and elect, excellent and holy. Allah portioned them with the best, because he bound them with fear and turned their souls away from the world. They were sincere in their endeavors and attained knowledge of the sciences. They were sincere in their dealings and were granted the sciences of inheritance. Their secret hearts were pure and they were ennobled with true insight. Their feet were firm, their understandings pure, and their beacons were bright. They had understanding of Allah and of traveling to Him, turning away from what is other than Allah. Their lights pierced veils, their secret parts moved around the throne, and they were highly esteemed by him who sits on the throne, and their eyes were blind to all beneath the throne. They were spiritual bodies, celestial beings upon earth with divine creations. They were silent and meditative. They were absent from man, but present with their Lord. They were kings in rags, and they were outcasts from every tribe, possessors of all virtues and lights of guidance. Their ears were attentive, and their hearts were pure, and their qualities concealed. They were chosen Sufis, illuminated and pure, and they were deposited by Allah among His creation and chosen from those He created. They were His testament to His prophets and His secrets entrusted to His chosen one. During the lifetime of the chosen one, they were the people of the bench, al-Safa, and after his death, they were the best of his community. On the Prophet, Muhammad is referred to as the seal of the prophecy. This means that another prophetic presence through which the truth manifests will not come. And through the complete realization and perfection of Muhammad, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, the prophetic presence returned to its source. In the place of any individual presence, there is now sealed and revealed the prophetic presence, which does not come and go, but remains in the world to carry the truth of Muhammad. And this is the great ocean to which the Sufis refer. Since Muhammad sealed this ocean of wisdom with his perfect surrender There has been an unbroken line of guides and lovers who have plunged into it and dissolved in that sea, thus realizing the station of the surrender of Muhammad. They were the witnesses of the presence of the truth in their own time. Like so many sparks shooting back into the great flame. And in this case, there is no difference between the presence and the truth, and there's no separation between Muhammad and the guide. The truth of Muhammad and that of all the prophets and messengers is the truth of Allah. It is important to look back to the time when the Prophet Muhammad was living in the presence in this world and to understand what Allah praised and exalted as he says in his Holy Quran. Surely, this is from Quran 3:164, surely Allah conferred his grace on the believers when he raised up from them a messenger of their own who recited to them his signs and purified them and taught them the book and the wisdom, though before that they were in clear error. And Allah praised and exalted, as he also says, O Prophet, surely we have sent you as a witness and a bringer of good news and a warner and a summoner to Allah by his permission and a light-giving lamp. 33:45-6. These words from Allah were revealed to the heart of the Prophet by the angel Jibril, as were all the signs and accounts of former messages, warnings, blessings, and outpourings of mercy and compassion, which form the book of the Holy Quran to complete his message of guidance and wisdom for all people. This message was first received by those who lived in the Arabian Peninsula, whose language was Arabic, but later spread to every being who heard it and took it to the heart and followed it. And Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, brought his people out of the darkness of worshipping idols, feuding, and ignorance into a life of simplicity and a life of nobility and purity, a life of love, mercy, and understanding, which is the life Allah gives through his religion. As a child and a young man growing up in Mecca, the Prophet Muhammad was known for his honesty and his uprightness, for his goodness and gentleness, and he was loved, respected by many people, and was orphaned as a young child and brought up by his grandfather, Abdul Muttalib, who loved him very much. And after the death of his grandfather, he lived with his uncle Abu Talib. And these holy people from the ruling tribe of Al-Quraysh were deeply respected and honored by the people of Makkah. When Muhammad was 40 years old, Allah began to reveal his prophethood to him and his message through words which came into his heart, sometimes overwhelming him with the strength and depth of their import and the command they held, which could not be denied. Prophet knew that this was the voice of God speaking to his heart through his angel, and that every word was to be preserved and transmitted to his people. And these words were not only for him, they contained the judgment and guidance necessary to change the people from their dark ways into vessels, carriers and witnessers of the truth of God in the world. Allah praised and exalted, as he says from Quran 25:1, blessed is he who has sent down the criterion, making clear the true from the false, upon his worshipful servants, that he may be a warner to all the worlds. He, the Almighty, the All-Wise, also says, from Quran 2:1-5, Alif Lam This is the book in which there's no doubt. There's guidance for those who consciously guard themselves for the sake of Allah, those who believe in the unseen, establish the ritual prayer, and spend on others from what we have provided for them, and those who believe in what has been revealed to you and what has been revealed before you, and they have certainty in the final world, and it is they who have guidance from their Lord, and it is they who are successful. The message of Allah, which has been carried by Muhammad's inheritors from that time until now, is exactly the same as that which Allah, the All-Knowing, the All-Wise, revealed to the heart of the Prophet. It's been carefully preserved, both on the outside and on the inside, as Allah, glory be to Him, says from Quran 56:78, in a book kept hidden. And this is the wisdom and the guidance eternally new and relevant in any age and in any time. It is related in Hadith Sahih by Jabir ibn Abdullah Ansari that one of the companions of the Prophet, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, asked him, "What was the first thing that Allah created, O Prophet?" And he replied, "It was the light of your Prophet, O Jabir." Then the Prophet said about himself, "Allah brought me out into this world and He made me the master of the messengers, the seal of the prophets, the mercy for all the worlds, and the guide for the special ones." Allah said to Muhammad that he must speak out clearly to his people in Makkah and not fear their anger or opposition. He, glory be to him, says from 39:22, "Could one whose breast Allah has expanded to accept Islam, and he is illuminated by the light of his Lord, be like one who is closed and remains in darkness? But woe to those whose hearts are hardened against the remembrance of Allah. Surely such people are clearly in error." From 48:29, he says, "Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, and those with him are tough on those who cover up the truth and merciful among themselves." So the order of Allah was that he was made to stand on the pulpit, the minbar of, "O messenger, make known that which has been sent down upon you from your Lord, for if you do not, you will not have conveyed his message. Allah will protect you from the people. Surely Allah does not guide a people who cover up the truth." 567. When the Prophet left Makkah for Al-Madina with his followers to be free from the persecution and enmity of many of the leaders of an important people of Makkah, including some members of his own family, he set up the first home for the government of Islam and the complete religion of Allah for all the world, and it gathered people together no matter who they were or what described them, whether they were black or white, slaves or lords, or they were poor or rich. They were drawn to the religion of Allah and wanted to follow the way to live by the truth of Allah. Allah says from 49:13, "O you people, surely we have created you from a man and a woman and made you peoples and tribes so that you might come to know one another. Truly the most honorable among you in the sight of Allah is the one who is most conscious of Allah, warding off evil from within and without." It is reported in Hadith Sahih that the Prophet addressed his community saying, "Praise belongs to Allah who I praise and whose help I seek. We take refuge in Allah from our sins and from the evil of our actions. He whom Allah guides, no one can lead astray." And he whom he leads astray, no one can guide. And I bear witness that there is no God but he alone, and he is without companion. The best of words is the book of Allah. The one who prospers is the one to whom Allah has made the book glorious and has brought him to Islam after unbelief. And he has chosen the book above all other words. It's the best speech, the most penetrating. Love that which Allah loves. Love Allah with all your hearts, and do not be weary of the word of God and its mentioning, and do not harden your hearts to it. Among all things brought forth to man are some things that are lawful and others prohibited. Worship Allah. Don't associate anything with him. Fear him as he ought to be feared. Carry out faithfully to Allah what you say with your tongues. Love one another in the spirit of Allah. Verily Allah is angered when his covenant is broken. Peace be upon you. It is also reported in Hadith Sahih, Bukhari and Muslim, that he taught his people saying, let him who believes in Allah in the last day speak good or remain silent. Let him who believes in Allah in the last day be generous to his neighbor. And let him who believes in Allah in the last day be generous and to his guest. He, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, also said, whoever protects Allah in his heart, Allah will protect him in the world. Hadith Sahih. It's reported by Ahmad ibn Hanbal and Ad-Darani that one of the Prophet's people came to him and said, advise me. He, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, said, do not become angry. This person repeated his request several times, and each time the Prophet told him, do not become angry. Hadith Sahih Bukhari. Wabisa ibn Ma'abad, a companion of the Prophet, said, I went to the Messenger of Allah, and he said to me, you have come to ask about righteousness. I replied, yes. And he, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, said, consult your heart. Righteousness is that about which the soul feels peace and the heart feels peace. Wrongdoing is that which wavers in the soul and moves back and forth in the breast, even though the people again and again have given you their legal opinion in its favor. Hadith Sahih. He, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, said, none of you truly believes until he wishes for his brother what he wishes for himself. Hadith Sahih, Bukhari and Muslim. And he said, be in the world as though you were a stranger or wayfarer. In the evening, do not expect to live until the morning, and in the morning, do not expect to live until the evening. Take from your health for your illness and from your life for your death. Hadith Sahih and Bukhari. And he, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, taught his community saying, do not envy one another, do not inflate prices one to the other. Do not turn away one another, but be brothers. A Muslim is the brother of a Muslim. He neither oppresses him nor fails him. He does not lie to him nor hold him in contempt. Piety is here. And he pointed to his chest three times. It is evil for a man to hold his brother in contempt. All of a Muslim, his blood and his honor for another Muslim is inviolable. Hadith Sahih and Muslim. It is reported in Hadith Sahih that Abu al-Qasim al-Asfahani said in his book of proof, Kitab al-Hujjah, that Muhammad, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, cautioned his people, saying, "None of you truly believes until his inclination is in accordance with what I have brought." And he, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, said to his followers, "Religion is integrity." When his followers asked to whom, he said, "To Allah and his book and his messenger and to the leaders of the Muslims and their common folk." Hadith Sahih and Muslim. It's in this way that a body of wisdom and right guidance was set up for the first believers in the religion which God gave to Muhammad. He, praised and exalted is he, says, "And when my worshippers ask you about me, so know that I am near. I answer the call of the caller when he calls me, so let them respond to me, believe in me, so that they might be rightly guided." Quran 2:186. The Holy Book, together with the oral traditions, the Ahadith, of the Prophet, and his example in words and actions, became the core of the guidance for all those who wanted to follow the way of Allah. It is from these sources that the religion is, in both its outside laws, the Ash-Sharia, and inside truth, the Haqqaqika, is kept alive to this day. This is the message of the Muhammadan way, which is the trust and promise of every one of its inheritors to give to those who are searching for the truth of God in every time. It is exactly the same message which has been entrusted to the Warith al-Muhammadi, the inheritor, the guide of this time. Not long before the Prophet Muhammad, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, left this world in his presence, he gave his companions and followers a teaching which left a deep impression on their hearts. This is how Farmidi, one of his companions, remembered it. "The Messenger of Allah, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, gave us a teaching by which our hearts were filled with fear and tears came to our eyes. And we said, 'O Messenger of Allah, it is as if this is a farewell teaching, so counsel us.' And he said, 'I counsel you to fear Allah, and may He be glorified, and to give absolute obedience even if a slave becomes your leader. Truly, he among you who lives long will see great controversy. So you must keep my example and the sunnah of the rightly guided. Cling to them strongly. Beware of newly invented matters, because every innovation is a straying, and every straying is in the fire." Hadith Sahih. And he said to them, "I have left you a pure white path, a sharia, whose night is as bright as its day," a hadith sahih. On the last pilgrimage which the Prophet made, he spoke to the people on the evening of the day of Arafat, and he said, "Hear me, O people, because I do not know if I shall ever meet you in this place again after this year. I have left among you that which, if you hold fast to it, it will preserve you from error. It is a clear sign, the book of Allah and the word of his prophet. O people, hear my words and understand." Then he recited the last revelation of the Holy Quran which he had received. And Allah, praised and exalted is he, says, "Forbidden to you is the meat of dead animals and blood, and the flesh of swine, and that which has been consecrated to other than Allah. And those animals killed by strangling, or beaten to death, or killed by a fall, or gored to death, or savaged by a beast of prey, save that which you yourselves have slaughtered while it was still alive. And forbidden to you is all that has been slaughtered on the altars of idolatry. And it is forbidden to aim at foretelling the future by the means of arrows. And that is a grave transgression. And today, those who are set on covering up the truth have lost all hope of your giving up your religion. Do not fear them, but fear me. Today, I have perfected your religion for you. and completed my favor upon you and chosen for you Islam as your religion. Whoever is driven to the forbidden by need and not by inclination to sin, behold, Allah is ever forgiving and singularly compassionate. Quran 5:3. Muhammad, the last prophet from God, died in the year 632 AD, and in his wisdom he did not appoint a successor to follow him in leading the people in the religion, nor in ruling the community. It was well known that Abu Bakr, Umar ibn al-Khattab, and Ali, the son of the prophet's uncle Abu Talib, and the husband of his daughter Fatima, as well as Uthman ibn Affan, were those who had always been his closest companions. These were the four rightly guided Khalifa, as mentioned earlier in the Hadith. A clear path to follow was left by the Holy Quran, which Allah sent down through his prophet and from the example of the life of the prophet. If the followers kept their hearts sincere, and if they held fast to the spirit and example of the prophet they loved, and to whom, while he was in their presence, they had given their promise of love and obedience. There was wisdom from Allah in this matter on the night of the holy journey, Al-Miraj, which the Prophet took from Mecca to Al-Aqsa in Jerusalem, where he ascended into the heavens with the angel Jibril to the lote tree, the Sidrat al-Muntaha, that marks the end of the seventh heaven. Muhammad, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, asked Jibril, before Allah put me in this body, did you see a star above his throne? And Jibril answered, all the angels have seen this great star which illuminated the heavens with its light, and every light on every side shone out from that star above the throne. And for 5,000 years, and one day with Allah is like 1,000 years in the time of man. In 5,000 years before the creation on the earth, we have seen that star above the throne of Allah. Muhammad, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, said, I am that star. I am from Allah to Allah without space, without separation. And when Adam was created to be the vicegerent, the Khalifa on earth, Allah sent the star to him. And when Adam's presence returned to Allah, the star returned to its place above the throne. Then Allah sent the star to Nuh, then to Ibrahim and to all the prophets, until the star with its light came to the earth with my presence. And when this body of mine returns to Allah, the light of the star will not return to the throne, but it will remain in the world, so that when any human being returns to his truth, he can discover the light of Muhammad inside himself and carry what I carry and see what I see. He is the star. And still, he is the star, and there is no place in all the worlds without the star. And this is the meaning of the Muhammadan giver. From him, from his secret, you walk. From his secret, you see, and everything else with you, the plants, the minerals, the water, everything. What can I say about the essence of his reality inside his truth? From him, you see life, and nothing can live without him. The Prophet also said, I am alive in my tomb. And he added, the unkind person is he who remembers me and does not say, O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon him. Hadith Sahih. So it is the love of Allah that keeps his Prophet's presence in the earth. And he is eternally the mercy for everything through his presence and through his spirit. It is a fact known to those whom Allah blesses and brings near to him that when any holy person from among his witnesses dies, his body does not decay, but it remains in exactly the same state it was when the spirit first departed to return to Allah. A fragrance of musk comes from their body, and their spirit comes and goes between the world of the hereafter and the material world. And in the case of the prophets, this means that their holy presences are still among us in this world. And for this reason, the tombs of all the messengers and saints are sources of light, blessing, strength for the people of the earth. Before the Prophet Muhammad came in his presence to this world, Allah destroyed many of the people who did not live in accordance with his law and corrupted themselves and others. The people of Lut, Nuh, Thamud, Ad, and Pharaoh are examples. Muhammad's presence carried the complete essence of the spirit of Allah and of his existence, and because this was Allah's mercy. It is through Muhammad's eternal heart that the world is kept from destruction. And also from the heart of the Prophet, Allah sends orders for the angels. And this is the meaning of the giver, Al-Madad. And this is also what Allah means when he said to his Prophet, I sent you as a mercy to every people and to everything because your light is my light. And we have not sent you save as a mercy to all the worlds. Quran 21:107. During the lifetime of the Prophet, the first person to believe in him completely was his beloved wife, Khadija. It was to her that he confided his feelings, and after he received the first revelation from the angel Jibril, she clearly saw this, that this was from God and not from the imagination of his mind. She believed in him from the beginning and was the first to make the prayer, As-Salah, with him. And soon after that, Ali came to believe in him, to pray with him, and to follow him. And also later, Fatima, who was his youngest daughter, came to carry his spirit completely. And when the Prophet made the marriage between her and his cousin Ali, this was the order of Allah to establish and safeguard the holy line from both his body and spirit for all those who would come after him and be the bearers and protectors of the message. One of the knowers, Hassan al-Basri, he died in 728 AD, described these holy successors as those who leave the world behind and are not sad, nor do they compete with people for this world's glory. They are noble, understanding, and wise, and they are lamps of guidance who lead people away from all dark earthly discord. The people of earth do not recognize them, but the people of heaven know them. So it was that Fatima, may Allah be pleased with her, through her marriage to Ali, passed on to her husband the knowledge of the essence of the reality of the Prophet, the messenger of the love and the peace. And from them it descended to their sons, Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein. And this holy family around the Prophet of Allah were known as the people of the house, Ahli al-Bayt. The Prophet said, I am the city of Allah, and Ali is the gate of the city. Hadith Sahih. He also said, no one knows me but Allah and Ali, and no one knows Ali but Allah and me. Hadith Sahih. From Ali, may Allah be pleased with him, the knowledge was passed from one to one in a continuous line of those chosen by him to carry the complete message of the Prophet in their time. Allah, the knowing, the wise, says to them, do not weaken and call for peace, for you will overcome in the end, and Allah is with you, and he will never let your deeds go to waste. 47:35. They descend from the Prophet's body and also one with him in spirit and have walked the path to Allah through all the stations of the way to reach to be one with the Prophet and one with Allah. Ali was the first perfect man after our prophet, and the first guide in his spirit, and the last of the four rightly guided Khulafa. But he was the only one of them to know the prophet in his reality, because the others, although they were the prophet's close companions, knew him only through his presence, through the knowledge of either his heart, his soul, or his mind. During the Caliphate of Ali, the government of Allah was open, revealed for all to see, just as it had been in Al-Madinah during the lifetime of the Prophet. However, after Ali's death, those leaders who followed him knew very little about the Prophet, and what they did know was from the outside message, so that the true government of Allah left the world and was hidden in the spirits and souls of the guides who followed after him. And his two sons, Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein, kept the secret of Allah and his prophet hidden from all eyes except those of the followers whom Allah chose to know it through them. This holy line of descent from the prophet, which carries the light of Allah's word, cannot be established except through his wish and his will. No one can lay claim to it who is not a chosen inheritor, who contains the essence of the reality of Allah inwardly, and who manifests the reality according to the needs and capacities of his people outwardly. Such a one is the perfect man, Insan al-Kamil, the Muhammad of the time, Muhammad al-Waqt, or the Muhammadan inheritor, the Warith al-Muhammadi. He is designated to be the guide of his time, and by him who was the guide and spiritual master before him, and who taught him from presence to presence all the holy knowledge. From the time when Muhammad, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, left the world until this present time, there have been many, many guides, each one carrying and giving the message of the religion of Allah to all the world in the spirit of the Prophet. Sometimes the guide was known to many people and in countries far distant from the one in which he lived. And at other times the guide was hidden, and it was known only to a small group of his followers. And some of them wrote books about the knowledge of Allah and were known and revered for the subject, and their books were read and studied and are still studied today all over the Muslim world. And others of them were known only to their devoted students and close followers. The great Sheikh and master Sidi Abu al-Hasan al-Shadhuli was often asked to speak about the books which he had written, and he would reply, "My students are my books, and Allah is the knower, the wise." In every time, those who are to be brought to Allah's light find their way to his guide and feed themselves from the holy food and drink from the holy water until they are filled, and one of them may take all the food and drink all the water to become his next guide, an inheritor of the way of Allah, the way of Muhammad. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. The fact that the light of the truth of Allah has never left the world for a moment, since the Prophet's presence, is the fulfillment of Allah's promise. When he, Most High, says in his Quran from 833, "But Allah will not punish them while you are with them, and he will not punish them while they seek forgiveness." This is another meaning of the message of the Prophet, which is contained in the words of Allah, the one and only, the encompasser, when he says from 21:107, "And we have not sent you save as a mercy to all the worlds." All the guides have held the station of perfection and completion, and the title of perfect man, Insan al-Kamil. Some of them reached to be Qutb, the pole or the axis of the universe, the head of the government of Allah in their time, and some of them reached to be the mighty help, the Ghawth al-Azam, a station given to those who attain the highest pinnacle or the deepest depth of the knowledge of Allah through his beloved Prophet Muhammad. And at any one time, There has only been one Qutb in the world, except for three occasions when this was not so. The first time was during the life of Sayyidina Ali and his two sons, Al-Hasan and Al-Hussein. Each of them held the rank of Qutb. And also in the time of Sheikh Junaid, there was another Qutb in North Africa. The third time was in the 12th century. Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Sheikh Ahmad al-Rafai, and Sheikh Abu Madjan were all Poles. Oktav. That brings us to the end of that chapter. We're at page 24, where we'll begin in our next installment, inshallah. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.